Title: Dark Jungle Chord Colors Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper dark jungle chord color in Ableton Live, using Session View the way it's meant to be used, as a fast audition and performance grid. This isn't about pretty pad chords. This is about stabs that feel like smoke, tension, and pressure behind breaks and bass. By the end, you're going to have a playable chord stab rack with macros, a bunch of chord color clips you can launch like a DJ, and a resampling workflow so you can commit to audio and get that authentic jungle stab vibe. Let's go. First, set the context, because chords in jungle only make sense when they're fighting for space with a break and a bassline. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to pick 170 BPM. Now create four tracks in session view. An audio track called Break, a MIDI track called Bass, a MIDI track called Chords, and an audio track called Chord Print. Drop an Amen loop or a Think Break onto the break track. In the clip view, make sure Warp is on. If it's a more tonal break, try Complex Pro. If it's mostly drums, Complex is usually fine. Now, on the bass track, load Operator. Oscillator A, set it to a sine wave. Give it a short attack and a medium release. Nothing too long, just enough to connect notes. Program a simple one-bar rolling sub-pattern on root notes only. Keep it minimal. The point is just to anchor the harmony, so your chord colors don't float in a vacuum. Cool. Now the fun part. The chord instrument. On the chords track, load Wave Eatable. We're going for a classic, slightly detuned, not too wide jungle stab source. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Lean it toward a sawish position, around 70%. Oscillator 2. Also basic shapes, but more squarish. Detune it about 8 to 15 cents. Turn on unison, the classic mode. Voices around 4 to 6. Amount around 20 to 35%. Important. Don't turn this into a super saw. In jungle, too wide can turn to mush fast, and it'll collapse in mono. Set a filter. MS2 is great for bite. PRD is smoother if you want less aggression. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 500 to 2K range for now. We're going to move it with macros anyway. Now shape the amp envelope like a stab. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain very low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Now add a little movement so it doesn't feel static. You can do this two ways. Either use LFO1 to gently modulate filter cutoff at a very slow rate, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, subtle. Or use a second envelope to punch the cutoff a bit for a thwack on the attack. Now we're going to build the dark jungle processing chain after the synth. Stock devices only, but the order matters. Add saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. You're listening for density and grit, not total destruction. Add auto filter next. Use a low pass 24 dB slope and give it a bit of envelope amount, like 10 to 25%, so velocity can affect bite. This is a big part of making stabs feel alive. Add chorus ensemble. Mode on chorus. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Again, subtle. We want width, but controlled. Add echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, depending on how busy your break is. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the echo. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. That keeps the echoes out of your sub and stops the top from getting fizzy. Add reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And make sure you high pass inside the reverb, somewhere between 250 and 500 Hz. This is one of the easiest ways to keep dark chords from turning into mud. Then add EQ8. High pass your chord sound around 150 to 300 Hz. This is non-negotiable in most drum and bass mixes. If it gets boxy, try notching a bit around 300 to 500. Now group everything into an instrument rack so you can perform it like an instrument. Command or Control G. Let's set up macros, because session view is all about performance. Macro 1. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2. Saturator drive. Macro 3. Chorus amount. Macro 4. Reverb dry slash wet. Macro 5. Echo feedback. Macro 6. A tone control. This can be a gentle EQ tilt, like slightly boosting 2 to 4K, while cutting a bit in the 200 to 400 range. Macro 7. Optional noise and texture. A great move is adding vinyl distortion before the EQ, then mapping its drive or tracing model. Macro 8. Stab length. Map it to the synth amp release. And if you want, Also to a filter envelope decay so the stab gets shorter and tighter when you turn it down. Teacher note, if you only map one macro today, make it filter cutoff. If you map two, add drive. Those two together are basically your darkness control. Now we build chord colors. This is where most people go wrong, because they try to write full piano chords. Dark jungle harmony is usually about function tones, not full stacks, thirds, sevenths, ninths, little clusters, rootless voicings. Let the bassline own the root. Pick a key. F minor is perfect for this style, so we'll use F minor. We're going to create a matrix of MIDI clips in session view. Think of each clip slot as one chord mood, one rhythm idea, one voicing. You're building a palette you can trigger quickly. Create 8 MIDI clips on the chords track, one or two bars each. Loop on. Clip 1. FM9 halftime stabs. FM9 notes are F, AB, C, EB, G, but we're going to voice it rootless because the bass has F. Try AB 3, C4, EB 4, G4. Make short notes. Think 1/16th to 1/8th long. Place hits on 2 and 4 for that classic offbeat stab energy. Clip 2. Sus. Offbeat. Suspended voicings are amazing for street tension because they avoid telling you major or minor too clearly. Try C4, F4, G4. That's like an F sus 2 vibe. Put hits on 1 and 3, or do a two-step hook like 1, 2 and, 3, 4 and. Clip 3. Phrygian color. Here's the sinister spice. The flat second in the key. In F minor, that's GB. A classic move is GB major over F in the bass. So your chord tones can be BB, DB, GB. Try BB3, DB4, GB4. Use this sparingly. Make it one hit per bar, like a warning sign. This chord is a stamp, not a constant bed. Clip 4. Diminished passing. Item 7 is E, G, BB, TB. Use it very briefly, like a pickup stab leading back into F minor. Make it a 1/16th note right before the downbeat, then slam into your FM9 clip. That's instant tension and release. Now clips 5 through 8. Make variations. Duplicate clips. Then change only one thing at a time. Change an inversion. Move one voice up an octave, or remove the fifth, or change the rhythm. This is the fastest way to build a palette without losing the vibe. Quick MIDI setup tip. Put a scale device before the instrument and set it to F minor. That keeps your improvising safe. You can also use a pitch device to test harmonic jumps without rewriting notes. Duplicate a clip and set clip transpose to values like minus 2, plus 3, plus 5. That gives you DJ cut style harmonic options. Now, let's make these feel like jungle stabs, not pad music. First, keep note lengths short in the MIDI clips. Second, tighten release with your stab length macro until the sound goes duet, not duo. Third, if you want that classic gated space thing, add a gate after your time-based effects. Yes, after the reverb and echo. Set the threshold so the tails get chopped in a rhythmic way. Keep return very short, like 0 to 50 milliseconds. This is one of the most old-school jungle moves ever, and it instantly makes a chord feel sampled. Now, a groove move that separates intermediate from advanced. Micro timing. Try nudging your chord MIDI notes slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the grid. Not enough to sound sloppy, just enough to feel heavied against the break. The break is rushing and busy, the chord can drag a hair and it feels massive. Also, vary velocities. Keep a range like 70 to 110. If velocity is tied to filter envelope amount, those velocity changes become tonal changes, not just volume changes, and that's where the human feel comes from. Now we resample. Because jungle is obsessed with committing to audio and then abusing it. On the chord print audio track, set audio from to the chords track, post effects, arm it. Now start the break looping, let the bass run, launch different chord clips while tweaking your macros, especially cutoff, drive, and reverb amount. Hit session record and record 2 or 3 minutes of you performing. Don't overthink it, you're trying to catch moments. When you're done, drag that recorded audio into empty session slots on the chord print track. Now you've got audio stabs you can treat like sampled material. Warp these audio stabs. If you want tight rhythmic chops, use beats mode and preserve transients. If you want smeary haunted tails, use texture mode. Try reversing single hits. Try pitching a clip down 3 semitones for that darker pull. That one move can turn nice into menacing instantly. And if you want a bit of old school grit, add redux lightly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6, keep bit reduction subtle. You're looking for texture, not sandpaper. Extra coach move, print one shot hits properly. While you're resampling, also record a few single chord hits at different macro positions. One dark and closed, one mid, one brighter and more open. Drop those into simpler, one-shot mode, warp off for tightness. Now you can finger drum chord stabs like a kit. Now let's use scenes, because this is where Session View becomes your arrangement engine. Make 4 to 6 scenes and name them like mix instructions, so later you instantly know what each section is for. For example, A1 tight and dry, A2 wider, more echo, B1 filtered, dark, B2 full, open. Now assign each scene with a combined trigger, break clip, bass clip, and a chord clip or two. One scene might be clean break plus sparse FM9. Next scene adds sus tension and more echo. Next scene introduces the GB over F color hit, with the filter darker. Next scene adds the diminished passing chord and heavier drive. Then maybe the dropout scene with chords and reverb wash, like a breakdown. Then back to the groove with tighter stabs and less reverb for impact. Record a scene performance into arrangement view, then edit it down into a clean 16 or 32 bar phrase. This is way faster than drawing automation for hours, and it sounds more alive, because you performed it. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. If your chords are too low, they'll fight the sub and the mix will cave. Keep your chord voicings mainly above 150 to 200 Hz. If you use too many notes, it'll sound impressive solo but collapse under breaks and bass. 3 to 5 notes is usually plenty, and rootless is often better. If your reverb is full range, you get mud. High pass your reverb and your delay returns. If every stab is the same velocity and perfectly quantized, it'll feel like MIDI. Vary velocity, and consider that slight late nudge. And if you overdo chorus and width, your stab can disappear in mono, which leads to a pro move. Add utility at the end of your rack and map width to a macro. Call it safety mono. Drop it toward zero and see if your chord evaporates. If it does, back off chorus and wideness. Now a quick mini practice. 15 minutes. Make 4 chord clips in F minor. Clip A, FM9 offbeats on 2 and 4 and. Clip B, a sus voicing, CFG, on 1 and 3. Clip C, GB major over F, BBDB GB, as 1 hit per bar. Clip D, Edm 7 as a 1/16th pickup into FM9. Perform them for 2 minutes while tweaking cutoff, drive, and reverb. Then resample to audio and create 3 audio versions. Normal, reversed, and pitch down minus 3 semitones. If you end with even 3 usable stabs, that's a win. Put them in a folder, name them by vibe, and reuse them in future projects. Recap. You used Session View as an audition engine to generate dark chord colors in context with breaks and bass. This audio version is shortened for playback.